السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: وما قدر الله حق قدره والارض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامه والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, it is the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat that many prophets were sent in this world, and through their teachings and through their education, the makhluq that was living in wilderness started to recognize their Allah and their Rabb. As we know that a person can attain all the bounties of this world, but if he does not recognize his Allah, and he does not recognize his Master, and he does not know how to please his Rabb and his Master, that person in reality indeed is a failure. And on the other hand, if a person does not possess the material and the possessions and the provisions of this world, but he recognizes Allah and his Master, and he pleases Allah and his Master best to his ability, that person indeed has secured the success of both worlds. For the last few weeks, we have been speaking about a certain aspect, a certain attribute of Allah that ignites the hidden connection between the makhluk with his Khaliq. We call it that Allah is the one that appreciates the efforts and the struggle of a human being. And then it is known to every human being that there are two types of efforts. One is the effort of this world, that a person tries to attain the best life that he can live by acquiring the material and the provisions. And it is the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat in regards to that effort. If a person will make that effort, he will be rewarded according to his efforts. But if a person makes the effort to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, and his main objective is to secure the success in the life to come, so it is known in a nutshell as the effort of Akhirah, that person will not be granted a reward based upon his effort, but he will be granted a reward based upon the unlimited, unknown, unseen treasures of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So it is very, very important for a human being to utilize his abilities in the best fashion, in the best manner, and spend maximum time in securing that effort that is known as the effort of Akhirah. Because when we present little, Allah Rabbul Izzat rewards us that is befitting Him. It has been said that there was one idolater, a mushrik, and he used to say, "Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam." This was the name of the idol. So he used to call this idol for many days and many nights. When he was stressed out and when he was experiencing difficulty. But of course there was no reply from the idol. So one night, he was calling his idol, "Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam." And he felt very, very tired and lethargic. So he did not have much control on his tongue. So the words that slipped out were, "Ya Samad, Ya Samad." And Samad is the quality and the attribute of Allah. "Kul hu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad." That Allah is independent. In Urdu we call it, "Allah be niyaz hai." And immediately Allah Rabbul Izzat said, "Labbaik ya abdi." Allah Rabbul Izzat immediately responded and said, "I am present, my servant." So the angels could not really understand that what took place. And Allah Rabbul Izzat knows what a person utters, and Allah Rabbul Izzat knows what floats in the mind. So Allah Rabbul Izzat said to the angels, there is a question that is bothering you. And the question is that this person did not utter Ya Abdi deliberately. It was a mistake. It slipped out of his mouth. In his mind, his intention is still calling the idol, not Allah. So the word Samad slipped out of his mouth. So why did Allah respond? So is this the question that is bothering you? So the angel said, yes. So Allah Rabbul Izzat said, look, this person has been calling his idol for so many years. Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam. And the idol did not reply. Today, whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation, he called me. He said, Ya Samad, if I do not reply, what is the difference between me and the idol? Whatever the intention, whatever motivated him, he was asleep, he was falling asleep, but he uttered the word Samad. So there has to be a difference between Samad and Sanam. That's why I replied. So this is Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is very, very rewarded. Allah Rabbul Izzat is a rewarder. He does not allow the effort of a human being to go to a waste. Never ever. So much so, think about it, that the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat that has been documented in the Quran is that if a person commits a crime, if a person commits a crime, there will only be one sin written in his account. And further, in the Ahadith Mubarakah, it has been stated that the Kiram and Katibin, the noble writers that have been selected and deputed by Allah on the right shoulder and on the left shoulder, the angel on the right shoulder will write all the good. And the angel on the left shoulder will write everything that is bad. And wherever there are more than one person, there has to be one that is an Amir, a leader. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has appointed the angel on the right shoulder to be the Amir, the leader. So, whenever the person commits a crime, the angel on the left shoulder asks the angel on the right shoulder, am I allowed to write this sin in the account? And the angel on the right shoulder will say, not yet. Because there is a certain formula that this person possesses, that if he uses that, this sin will be erased. So the angel will ask three times, and in this moment, if the person makes tawbah, the angel is not allowed to write it on the book of deeds. But of course, if he does not make tawbah, and on the third time, the tawbah has not come into the courtyard of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then the angel on the right side, that is the angel that is known as the Amir, will say, you can write it down. But despite that, whenever this person will make tawbah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will say to the angel, you can remove it. You can remove it. And there is no account of it. Further, the ahadith states that the angels will be forced to forget that event. So on the day of judgment, they cannot even become a witness to it. So one, it has been erased, and now there are certain witnesses. The witnesses will be compelled to forget. So they cannot become a witness to that evil on the day of judgment. This is the sakhawat, the generosity, the karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat with His makhluk. Maulana Rumi, rahimahumullah, says that in the time of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, there was one tabi who accepted Islam. All his life he lived as a singer. So he used to sing. Allah blessed him with beauty. Allah blessed him with a very, very impressive voice, very, very touching, motivating voice. So whenever he used to sing, there used to be a large crowd that he used to pull. And people used to come from far and wide to listen to him. But there's a moment for everything. After Uruj, there is Zawal. After reaching the heights, there's a drop. So now when he became old, he lost that beauty, and he lost that beautiful voice that used to pull the crowds. A time came when he became a burden, not upon the community, but a burden upon his family. they started to desert him.